Penguin Random House Audio presents Yellowbird, Oil, Murder, and a Woman's Search for Justice in Indian Country. This is the author, Sierra Crane Murdoch. Every day they had to look at the land, from horizon to horizon, and every day the loss was with them. It was the dead unburied, and the mourning of the lost going on forever. Leslie Marmon Silko. Let's say he knows we need someone to admire and says a hero is a person who blunders into an open cave and that it takes courage to blunder. Stephen Dunn. Prologue. Fort Berthold Indian Reservation, North Dakota. A man once told me a story of how he dug up the bones of his relatives and held them in his hands. He is an old man now. Then he was young. He said he took the job because there were no others on the reservation, and because the work was easier if a man did not think too hard about whose bones he was handling. The reburials began in the summertime, in 1952, after the ground had thawed and the grass hung heavy with wood ticks. There were 16 men, he said, two of them native, and a foreman from Louisiana. The foreman did not seem to care, or perhaps he did not notice, when some of the men were careless with the bones and posed with them in various positions. The young man cared but did not say anything. He went on with his work. He placed the fragments in pine boxes, nailed the boxes shut, marked them with the names to which the bones apparently belonged. The work lasted 2 summers, but the young man stayed just one and then enlisted in the Marines. His father, who had died the year before, was among the first laid in the new churchyard.